Chapter 2. About 11 o'clock one night, they were awakened by a horse arriving outside. The man requested that the doctor immediately go to a farm called Les Berteaux to fix a broken leg. Now, from Tosti's to Les Berteaux is an 18-mile journey. It was a dark night, and Madame Bovary was afraid of accidents. So they decided that Charles would leave in 3 hours, at the moonrise. At about 4 in the morning, Charles left for Les Berteaux. He was sleepy and fell asleep while riding, but awoke when he thought of the broken leg. Soon enough, he arrived at the gate, where a boy met him to lead him to the house.
"Are you the doctor?"
the child asked, and when Charles said he was, the boy picked up his wooden shoes and started running along in front of him to lead the doctor to the patient. Charles spoke with the boy along the way about Monsieur Rouault, the farmer with the broken leg. Charles realized from what the boy said that Monsieur Rouault was a wealthy farmer. He had broken his leg the night before, coming home from a neighbor's. Madame Rouault had died 2 years ago. There was no one else but the young lady. It looked like a good farm. You could see great horses feeding peacefully. Nearby were chickens, turkeys, and about 6 peacocks, the pride of the farm. A flock of ducks was settled happily next to the pond. A young woman appeared in the doorway to welcome Monsieur Bovary into the kitchen. A fire warmed the room in the kitchen fireplace. Breakfast was cooking in several little pots. Charles went upstairs to see the patient. He found him in bed, sweating under his clothes. Beside him was a bottle of brandy, which he had been drinking during the night to take away his pain. The broken leg was a simple one. Charles was thankful. Remembering his teacher's manner of comforting their patients, he calmed the injured man with a few jokes. The maid tore up some sheets for bandages, and Mademoiselle Emma tried to sew some pads, but made her father angry when she took so long to look for her needles and thread. She made no answer, but pierced her finger as she sewed, then put her finger gently in her mouth. Charles watched her. Charles was astonished at the whiteness of her nails. They were shiny and clean, yet her hands were not beautiful. Not pale enough, perhaps. Her beauty was in her eyes. Brown eyes, but they looked black. The bandaging finished, the patient invited the doctor to have a meal before leaving. Charles went down into the living room. Charles dined with Mademoiselle Emma. First they discussed the patient, then the weather, and the animals that wandered the countryside at night. It wasn't very exciting for Mademoiselle Rouault, living in the country, especially now that she had to take care of the farm. Her hair was smooth and black, tied back, leaving only the tips of her ears to be seen. Her cheeks were like rosy apples, and her lips full, which she had the habit of biting at times. Charles went up to say goodbye to her father. He came down into the living room as she was looking out the window. She turned around. "Are you looking for anything?" she asked.
"My horse-riding whip, if you please,"
he answered. It had fallen behind a chair. Mademoiselle Emma saw it and reached for it. Charles went to help her and stretched out his arm and felt his chest touch the girl's back. She got up with a look of embarrassment and gave him the whip. He promised he would return 3 days later, but he returned to Les Berteaux the very next day, and twice a week after that, and some unexpected casual visits. The patient recovered quickly, and after 46 days, Rouault was attempting to walk unassisted. Rouault said he couldn't have been treated better. When Charles first went to Les Berteaux, his wife, of course, asked about the patient. Soon, however, she was told that Monsieur Rouault had a daughter, after which Madame Bovary started asking many questions about the young woman. She discovered that Mademoiselle Rouault was well-educated, an expert at dancing, drawing, sewing, and the piano. It was too much. So that's why he smiles when he goes to see her, Madame Bovary said to herself, and wears his new suit. Madame Bovary hated her. She asked Charles many questions about the Rouaults. Why did he continue to go to Les Bertaux, now that Monsieur Rouault was better, and the bills still unpaid? Why? Because there was a certain person there who could talk and be clever. That was what he wanted. Young ladies from the town. After crying for quite some time, Madame Bovary made her husband promise he would never return to Les Bertaux. He promised, but decided that since he was forbidden to see Mademoiselle Emma, he must love her now. Soon after, it became known that Madame Bovary had lied about her great fortune. What little fortune she had, her lawyer had recently run off with. True, Heloise still owned her house and other investments, but she had many unpaid debts, so the good lady had lied. Charles's parents immediately came to Tosti's. There were explanations, Heloise cried. Charles tried to speak for her to his parents. The old people were offended and went. A week later she was putting the washing in the yard when she spat blood and fell. The following day she exclaimed, "Oh God!" and died. It was incredible. After the funeral, Charles returned home. He went to his bedroom and saw her dress near the bed. She had loved him, after all, he realized as he looked around their room.